again, just talk about the purpose of the suit and what you guys hope to obtain by doing this.
Well, I'm not one of the claimants. The claimants and myself we're really looking for honesty as consumers. We feel that there's been a deliberately deceptive action here, and from the Save Our Sonics perspective, additionally, we feel that in the process of achieving that honesty, there are going to be some stories told, and there are going to be some truths unearthed, and we feel that in this particular case, they have a very strong case. The courts are going to find in their favor. There's the potential that a judge could look at this and say, you made a promise to offer something in the 2010 season, and I order you to cease and desist all efforts to leave prior to fulfilling that promise. And I think from my perspective, that would be a best-case scenario. But the attorney involved, Mr. Myers, is extremely confident in the case. He feels this is a classic example of fraudulent advertising as he's probably ever seen, and he's going to pursue it. It'll be up to the judge in the end to decide what the appropriate damages are.
What's fraudulent, Brian?
A very clear and specific guarantee was made to season ticket holders that if they renewed their season ticket, they would be granted membership into the Emerald Club, which guaranteed them fixed pricing through the 2010 season. That guarantee was made in April. It was extended, written about extensively in the newspapers, offered as recently as 10 days ago. And in that period, the club has not only known full well that there was a strong likelihood they would not be able to fulfill their guarantee, but their actions may in fact have been deliberately designed to avoid being here in the 2010 season. And if you read their arbitration request, it becomes very clear that at this time, right now, their actions don't match their words, and you can't do that when you're dealing with consumers.
You're hopeful that this action or this... what happens today will bring the owners back to the negotiation table?
You know, from my perspective, not being an attorney in the case, every action I take is designed towards keeping the Sonics here long term. We would welcome all parties back to the negotiating table at any time. The mayor has said he would welcome them back to the negotiating table. And anybody who's looking to go the other direction and move away from it, we're going to use every resource at our disposal to make sure that they know that there are 3 years left and you have to be engaged those full 3 years. And we're going to hold you at your word. Mr. Bennett has said that he is making every effort to make things work here. And frankly, the truth has not held that up. He should be embarrassed by the efforts of the final 6 months. And the league should be embarrassed by the misrepresentation he made. And again, I think as we move forward in the deposition process and people are required to testify under oath, we'll see some things that they probably didn't want us to see.
The fellows working out in the gym here would like you to come see their product this winter. Is it getting more and more difficult to support that, given all the things that are happening off the floor?
You know, I'm wearing my Kevin Durant jersey today because I just feel so bad for Durant coming in to get involved in all this. We have to make a real clear distinction. I love the players. I love the team. I'm going to be out there supporting them with my little girl. At the same time, you know, we'll distinguish ownership and do what we have to do. Clay and I are in agreement on that. You should never give up supporting the product because that doesn't send a good message.
It's certainly no coincidence that this came announced today, a Monday media day. What was the tactics involved in having this come out today?
You know, we had always intended to make this announcement after the October 31st self-imposed deadline had passed and after the November 1st promise for relocation passed. However, Halloween came early. Schedules were not kept as we expected, and it was just a simple... we had to do it as quickly as possible at that point. Obviously, there's greater media attention today. Again, I feel bad for the guys on the team. I don't want to be here doing this. This is my team. I love them. But the situation is what it is, and we'll use whatever we have to be as visible as possible.
How soon do you think you'll get word on this lawsuit?
You'd have to ask Mr. Myers that. It was submitted this morning at about 10 a.m., and again, he feels very strong in the validity of his complaint.
Why would not a judge just require payment of you know, whatever prorated funds for the season ticket holders?
Well, a judge, and I'm going to have to quantify that, I'm not an attorney. My understanding is that a judge can award a refund of funds. He could also award damages. But my understanding is the judge's duty is to provide a settlement that is in the best interest of the claimants. And we don't know what that will be. Obviously, we don't want to saddle the club. I don't personally want to saddle the club with the huge burden, but that's going to be up to the judge to decide, and whatever they determine is fair compensation in the best interest of the claimants. Claimants are both season ticket holders, Sonics and Storm. They deserve to have their voices heard, and it'll settle out as it settles up.
Can you think of any other precedent of fans combining forces to sue their sports team?
You know, it happened during the Save Our Seahawks campaign. There was a lawsuit. It was a little less specific than this one. This could develop into a more all-encompassing situation, but right now this is a specific deceptive advertisement that was a specific lie to the fans and a specific group of season ticket holders who purchased their tickets under that under the guise of that solicitation. So I don't have all the precedent. Again, I'll leave that up to the attorneys.
So again, one component of this suit is to get information. I mean, you're hoping they'll stay, but you're also hoping to get some information.
You know, the attorney involved and the plaintiffs involved have their own motives, not speaking directly for them. I'll say I am very hopeful as a third party that we'll see some information come out of this. But Mr. Myers does this for a living. He has done all of the proper due diligence, and he's going to pursue this in a straightforward legal manner. I don't know if he is looking for information on that. I just, as a third party loving the Sonics, have a lot of faith that it'll come out.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.